Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Donovan Howard, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
So I get up, start another day. Just say a prayer, Lord, and get me on my way. But in the end, oh, there'll be hell to pay for all the hurting that I've caused along the way. Tell me why this old world been knocking down to steal your pride. Leave you with a broken heart inside, a scar that only Jesus can hide. I come on in, said I to the fly. You can sit right here, yeah, we could talk a while. Well, things are hard, teardrop in my eye. Come on in, said the spider to the fly.
You know, Friday night football is a huge thing in the county that I'm from. You can go about anywhere in the state, and if they find out you're from Rock Castle, oh, they got a good football team. Small but scrappy, you know, or big and scrappy, just depending on what year it is.
Yeah, sure.
And then we have all kinds of events throughout the year. You know, small town living is, you make your own entertainment. Like, well, we love football and we love high school baseball. And then every Friday night, the little community of Livingston that I live in, they have a gospel singing. And it's an open mic format, a 1920s renovated store building right on Main Street. They've really newly remodeled. We had a little fire back in the spring. And the community pulled together and for some free labor from the local jail and lots of money, they painted and restained the floors. They stripped the hardwood floors just like we're standing on today from the 20s. And they've got a stage in there. We've got a full PA system set in. We've got in-house camera system streaming live on Facebook every Friday night. And they pack the house. It's every Friday. They have special groups come in, you know, local groups from time to time. And then it's always locals as well that from surrounding counties. And there's people that go there every Friday night, just like they go to the grocery store once a week. They go to Livingston Depot and play every Friday night.
Oh, come on. Is there food there, too?
They do. They always have hot dogs and popcorn. And it's so down home if you're not from rural life. It's so down home. So they've got a handful of ladies that'll sell baked goods, and they'll bake pies and cookies and cakes and brownies. And so you got these homemade desserts, and you can get a chili dog with cheese and jalapeno peppers and a bag of popcorn, and always have coffee, always got water, and you've always got all kinds of soda, whatever your drink of choice is.
Going year-round?
Year-round.
All right.
Through the holidays, they'll have a dinner together. They'll have a potluck dinner, and everybody will bring certain things and have a big dinner and then have more singing. And it starts at 7 o'clock on Fridays, and it runs till they're done. And it's not late. They're usually done by 10 or 10:30.
So I guess these aren't football fans going to this.
Well, it probably drops off a little bit on home games, but not too bad.
Oh, they say they're gonna hang me in the morning for a deed that I swore I didn't do. But according to their claims, I robbed the Glendale train, and the city got someone that saw me do it. Well, you should have seen the judge slam the gavel when I told him just what I thought he could do. Oh, judge, hang him high. He sentenced me to die at sunrise on the 5th day of June. So tell my mama that I love her. Boys, tell her I'm alive and doing well. But in the morning, I'm gonna meet my maker. Time we meet, it'll be in hell. can be in hell.
Your parents teach you how to live simply?
Not really.
Really?
I don't know. We just felt the call. My parents don't live extravagant at all, but they have credit cards, and they like furniture, and we like hand-me-downs.
What'd your dad do?
My dad was a police officer for a long time, and then ran for a jailer in our county, and was jailer for about 6 years. He finished a term from the previous jailer who had some health conditions, and he won a term and finished it, and then he retired. He's got bad arthritis. He's actually home recovering right now from a hip surgery. Huh. He had a hip replacement 3 weeks ago, I guess.
Serving the military as well?
Yes, he's a Vietnam vet. He was in from 69 to 71. Caught the tail end, just stayed stateside, but he was a vet. Service. Both my uncles were vets. Grandfather was a vet.
How did music come to play in your youth? You started early.
I started real early. My first guitar, my parents bought me when I was probably 9. And of course, it was a cheap Sears something, and the keys all broke within 6 months, and I didn't know how to tune it, and I just beat on it, you know. And then freshman year came along, and I snuck around and signed up for Guitar 101. So they had to buy me another guitar. So we go to the local little guitar shop, and they buy me a used Dixon, which is a Gibson Hummingbird copy. Uh-huh. And I still remember we gave $120 for it with a little soft shell chipboard case. Uh-huh. And I've never quit since then. My parents don't play anything. My parents barely play the radio. I didn't have any uncles, any aunts, any cousins, nobody. I had some cousins playing the band, if you can count that. They played like in the marching band, they, you know, through high school, but nothing out of the marching band, you know.
Was it listening to the radio? Was it in church? Where did you start to hear music
Probably radio, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a little AM transistor radio with one earbud. You remember that? So I would listen to that laying in bed at night and trying to keep it down, so my dad would say, shut that thing up. So,
what'd you hear that made you say, I want to get a guitar?
I liked all of it. I mean, really, I listened to everything from classical to...
they don't have any classical music on AM radio.
Yes, they do. And I would even listen to like theater on, you know, how they do all the sound effects. And I love that. I love that. But Elvis was a big influence as a small child. And and then I got turned on to Kiss and fell in love with rock and roll for a long time. And Alabama, as a teenager, Alabama was really big. And, you know, greatest country band ever, bar none.
Your parents ever concerned that music would consume you or take you to a place they didn't want you to go?
My wife's shaking her head yes, but I don't know. I'm pretty independent. When I left home at 18, I was part of the country. They would say that I was wound pretty tight, and I didn't listen to what anybody had to tell me. I figured I was making my own way. I had a child and one on the way, and I was going to do what I want, when I wanted, where I wanted, with who I wanted. So they probably grumbled a lot behind my back, but not to me.
Well, my roots, they run deep in that East Kentucky ground. No matter where I lay my head, my heart's always found. Longing for the hop in the hills where I was raised, where as a younger man, you know, I spent my childhood days. You can take my boy from Kentucky. You'll never take Kentucky from the boy. When I leave this world behind, let my soul be heaven bound. Tell them lay my body in that East Kentucky ground. General Washington 100 years before. So my blood, it flows deep, yeah, it's buried. that's where I'll be found. You can take the boy from Kentucky, you'll never take Kentucky from the boy. When I leave this world behind, let my soul be heaven bound. Tell them lay my body in that East Kentucky ground. Still remember when I left there. We'll blame it all on foolish pride. I've learned some lessons in my lifetime. Life and grass ain't always greener on the other side. Now you can take the boy from Kentucky. You'll never take Kentucky from the boy. When I leave this world behind, let my soul be heaven bound. Tell them lay my body in that East Kentucky ground. Oh, when I leave this world behind, let my soul be heaven bound. Tell them lay my body.
Lot of songs, and I mean, I was just reading, and I don't know if Renee was telling me or if you said so in your bio. You've written so many songs, and you said some have never been played out. Are you pretty critical of yourself?
Most definitely, but most of them wasn't played out because I just wasn't playing out. I just wasn't. I was just writing to be right, and. And then this year I joined a Facebook group, which I've really has been inspiring because it's wide open. I meet people all over the world. I had a guy from the UK, from London, come and spend a night with me, and he's traveling around. He's a folk singer. His name's Dan Ross. He's a great singer, songwriter. And he was in the States for like a month, and he hit a bunch of festivals and played some things down in the Knoxville area. And he said, how far are you away from Knoxville? And I told him, he said, well, if I got a bus up, would you come pick me up? I'm like, yeah. So he came up and spent the day, and we hung out and tried to write a little bit. And then I've co-written with some guys, one in Texas over Skype, and a guy from New York City that I've co-written a few times over Skype. And
has that softened the critic or silenced the critic?
Well, I've gotten better.
Yeah.
And it's songwriting is just a muscle. It's just like playing guitar. You start out and you're a beginner, and then you play and 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 you play, and you get with people that are better than you, and you learn and you get better. And songwriting's the same way. You write and you write and you write and you write, and eventually things start to click. And it's so easy now. I mean, it's not easy, but there's so many resources that you didn't have 20 years ago with YouTube. You can watch YouTube videos and it'll tell you how to format a song. You know, country songs, which is the format that I write 99.9% of the time, is verse, chorus, bridge, chorus. Or verse, chorus, first chorus, a little musical intro, and then chorus, tag it. And that's just it's simple, it's easy, it's what I do. I'm not a pop musician. It works for bluegrass, it works for country, it works for folk, it works for the singer-songwriter stuff that I do. And I have written stuff that's not in that format, but most of the time that's what I use. You know, mm-hmm. and online resources will teach you all that. So then you just figure out rhyming, like writing a poem, is a little bit like songwriting without a melody. So you can do your rhymes and make sure you get your A B or whatever pattern you're using and stick to that. Don't vary. Stay to it. When it gets to the chorus, it needs to change a little bit. Or if it don't, then the whole thing sounds monotone. So the verse is one pattern. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's another pattern. Then you fall back to your first pattern on the chorus again, or the verse again. It's just the way it goes.
Well, I finally popped the question. I guess I took my time. When we told her mom and dad, they thought that we were lying. So we started planning a wedding for the first full week of June. She didn't want no church house, and I didn't want outside. So we settled on a real nice barn over off of Clover Drive. When you live in the country, oh, that's just what you do. When the preacher said, now you may kiss the bride, oh, I kissed her like I'd missed her all my life. So welcome to the family, oh, welcome to the ups and downs, to my crazy old Uncle Rico, those cousins from out of town. They're all gonna love you, now just you wait and see. And life has a way of working out. Welcome to the family. So 3 years later, almost to the day, we're standing in that waiting room with a look upon her face. When I walk in, she gives me a little grin and starts to cry. The doctors always told us she couldn't have no kids, so I don't guess they quite knew all they thought they did. When God has a plan, they can overrule man anytime. Well, she's scared to death something might go wrong. 7 months later, a living baby comes along. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the ups and downs, to my crazy old Aunt Ethel and all those cousins from out of town. They're all gonna love him, just you wait and see. Yeah, life has a way of working out. So welcome to the family. Never dreamed in my wildest dreams that my family of two would turn to three. So welcome to the family, oh, welcome to the ups and downs, to my crazy old Aunt Ethel, all those cousins from out of town. They're all gonna love you, just you wait and see. Yeah, life has a way of working out. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family, BJ.
And Donovan, we would like to welcome you and your band to the Red Barn family tonight. We would like to thank Donovan, Paul, BJ, and Tommy for all being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. And thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Kate Heinonen. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve rich musical tradition in this state of Kentucky and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more song from Donovan Howard and Band? Take it away, guys.
My faults, some I've put behind me, some I've counted lost. There's at least a million reasons for you to walk away. I can't think of one good thing I've done to make you want to stay. So all the king's horses, all the king's men, and the standing here before God with this bottle in my hand, and everything I love out for me, killing that last chance. But this devil's got a hold on me, he just won't let go. Give me strength to walk away, strength to just say no. And all the king's horses, all the king's men, and put my life back together. Heaven knows it ain't easy loving a man like me.
Thank you all so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Donovan Howard, DJ Mason, Tommy Cade, and Paul Davis for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.